This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Election season is officially underway. Voters in Louisiana will head to the polls November 6th to choose the state's six members in the U.S. House of Representatives and the Secretary of State in Louisiana. Here with me to discuss those races is Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com. Jeremy, all of Louisiana's six House incumbents are facing opponents in the November election. Much of the national conversation is focused on whether Republicans will maintain a majority in the House or whether momentum will swing towards Democrats in this so-called blue wave. How do you see Louisiana fitting into that narrative?
Right now, LawPolitics.com has all of our congressional elections leaning Republican, save the New Orleans seat that's currently occupied by Black Caucus Chairman Cedric Richmond. You know, there is a kind of a blue wave that other states are experiencing. It's serious enough that Republicans are worried about it. But Louisiana is a solidly Republican state. And, I mean, quite frankly, we're just not seeing any signs of that trend.
So over in the 3rd District, there's Representative Clay Higgins. The 3rd District covers Lafayette and Lake Charles. Representative Higgins is a Republican, and he's the only incumbent that picked up a challenger from his own party. We've already seen some high-profile names get involved in that race. President Trump endorsed Higgins, while Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, came down to Lafayette recently to endorse the Republican opponent, Josh Guillory. So could those endorsements potentially make this a competitive race?
The contest in the 3rd Congressional District is really the election to watch this cycle, not because the incumbent is in any kind of clear danger or anything, but it's really just it's a personality-driven race, and Louisiana loves those kind of elections. He has drawn a large slate of challengers, but at the end of the day, if you take a step back and look at that district, you know, Clay Higgins, still his favorables are very high. He just really kind of turned the key on his fundraising operation. He's hired a professional fundraiser. He has a finance committee, plenty of money in the bank. These are folks who just 2 years ago spent money to campaign against him, and now they're with him.
Moving on to the other race on this ballot, the only statewide race on the ballot is for Secretary of State. And there are 9 candidates. Many of them are current or former state lawmakers. The position opened up when former Secretary of State Tom Shedler resigned after being accused of sexual harassment. Do you think that the sexual harassment scandal makes voters more aware of this race?
I do. I think that it probably makes voters more aware of Tom Shedler's controversial exit from the job. But I think what it does more than anything else is it sets the tone for the election. You go sit down and talk to consultants about this race, they'll tell you that the race is probably tailored perfectly for a female candidate because those issues will be kind of front on the burner. Also, I think people are saying that because the chatter among the Capitol class is that Representative Julie Stokes is kind of an early favorite. She has $184,000 in the bank. No one can come close to that as of today.
Well, and then late last week, there was the surprise when interim Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin decided to run for the job. Once he took office earlier this year, he had repeatedly said that he wouldn't do that. Do you see that being much of a factor in this campaign?
We're going to have to wait and see. The power of incumbency is a great thing to have, and I think most people on the ballot would want to have it. But in his case, you know, he hasn't been in the office that long, and he's kind of coming from behind, so he's got some catch up to do.
Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.